Hello, everybody! Welcome back to a Thursday edition special episode of The Patio Show. I'm your host, Patty, and I'm gonna hand it over to my co-host, Gio. Here we go. Gio, how you doing today?
I'm good. Hey, y'all. We're doing an episode today about social media.
Woo!
And we have a special guest. You wanna introduce him, Pat?
Of course I do. Our special guest today is my roommate, the one, the only, the glasses wearing, hair spiking, blue sweater wearing, Jared Boardman. Jared, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. Most of those adjectives were correct. I wouldn't quite say the hair is spiked, but there is a slight flow going.
Nobody's perfect. Speaking of spiked hair, Gio, let's talk about social media, because those two things are related. Go ahead.
So today we just wanted to talk about the effects of social media, I would say, on our generation. I feel like we're like the first generation to like truly just be like growing up with it.
I don't know if I would even say that.
You don't think so?
To get controversial.
I mean, we didn't really have it.
I feel like everybody had a phone in middle school.
I mean,
I had a phone in third grade. Did you?
But like,
texting mad bitches in the playground.
No, what were you saying, Jared?
No, just like the most you could do is maybe text or like AIM message people back in the day.
That was it. I guess
there's kids now that are growing up. There's people that are actually being born with it there. Like you can't say it was
that's true. I meant more so like. We literally went through our adolescence because literally all that social media stuff.
I would say like eighth and ninth grade.
Like that's in our life now. There's Instagram, Snapchat, all that stuff.
Little kids are the fucking worst though now. They'd be on like their Snapchat grind all the goddamn time.
Dude, I think you have to blame the parents for that stuff though.
You have to.
Like I think it's ridiculous that the kids these days get like phones at like 10 years old now. It's like, that's ridiculous. I didn't get a phone until ninth grade.
I mean, it's easier to give a kid a phone than be a parent. This is not related to social media,
but this is a pet peeve of mine. I hate when I see like, it's always white parents too, so I'm just calling out
white people.
Like you see like these white parents take their kids to dinner and there's like, here's an iPad, we're not gonna talk to you this whole entire time, just like play on the iPad.
Wow, it's so true though.
It's like,
wow.
Dude, that's literally saying I don't want to parent you.
Wow.
That is saying I don't want
to. There are so many things I can say to that right now.
Say them. You have the platform.
No, I don't like white people either, so I'll just let it go.
Back to social media,
Jared, though. What are your thoughts on social media?
Yeah, what are your thoughts, Jared?
My thoughts on social media is, man, it really doesn't help in a lot of ways for people. Like, it can really lead to a lot of problems with self-esteem issues.
Yeah, for sure.
And stuff like that. And also, it is just a massive waste of time. There's so many other things you can do. Like, I think I'm teetering on the idea of just, like, deleting all of my social media off my phone. Just because I'm tired.
It's a bold move, like, Jared.
It is a bold move.
Can I ask you a question, Jared?
Not really. What's up?
What platforms are, like, what social media do you use?
I use Instagram, Snapchat, and kind of Facebook.
I've never had a Twitter. Never had a Twitter?
Yeah.
No. Which one would you say you use the most?
Probably Instagram. I get stuck in the Explore. I just scroll through and just watch like a bunch of random clips.
I know a guy who I won't name who just looks at girls' asses on Instagram for hours on end.
Yeah, and he has a girlfriend.
He lives in this apartment!
I thought you were calling me out. I was like, I don't do that.
You don't have a girlfriend, bro. Bring that up.
Yo,
but it's okay.
Social media.
None of us do to you female listeners.
We're all bachelors out here. Anyways, I'm more interested to hear about you, Pat. You're actually not on social media, is that correct?
That is correct. I am not on social media.
Can you let us know why?
Yeah, it started my freshman year of college when I was in my nice little being a shitty person binge, and I was always on Snapchat, like blowing it up, posting stuff about myself, and I think my ego just got really big and I was really full of myself, and I just tried to reassess. I was like, alright, I'm gonna get off Snapchat. And then Twitter was next, and then Facebook last year, because I fucking hate Facebook.
Yeah.
I just don't give a shit about old people or anything they have to say or do or advertising. And then Instagram was the same thing too, like, just too distracting. And honestly, I just felt shitty seeing people having a lot of fun or seeing, you know, hot girls be hot, hot dudes be hot. And I'm like,
and you're just average,
dude. I'm just an average fuck, so. But now I can just ignore that and be like, whatever, you know, I'm average, so but it's not rubbed in my face.
Would you genuinely say that it's improved your life or like made you a bit of a happier person?
I would definitely say so. I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on ever really anymore. I'm definitely kind of out of it, but it's also nice to just not be in the loop. Like, shit happens. And
quote
like,
me
whatever.
Vine references and I'm yours.
Oh my god, that shit pisses me off.
Whoa. Vine's
I was never a fan of Vine.
I never even had Vine. Yeah. So like, but that's like along the same thing. It's just like meme culture is huge now. And
that is true. That is when I took my social media break, I actually went to Pat for advice. I was like, when I was wondering what to take a social media break or not, I was like, and he gave me, I forget what the text was, but he gave me like this like nice like paragraph like why he did it and like how it helped him. So I did that. I forgot where I was going with this. There's a point to this, but I completely
forgot.
Your
mom just texted you if you wanted to pause the podcast.
No, I don't want to pause the podcast to text my mom. I love you though, mom. If you're gonna listen to this at some point, but basically, I think it definitely helped improve my life in a way. But I think I just ended up replacing social media with this app called Reddit. And like it's because like the iPhones have now where it's like if it's updated, like you can see like how many hours you spend like on an app.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous the amount of time I spend on Reddit.
Who has an iPhone? Just you here.
Oh, I forgot. We have two Android users here. Two blurry Snapchat users here.
Hey.
It's better quality on our phones.
Also, my Android's been telling me how much time I spend on apps for years.
Boom.
So.
Boom.
Not to get into that debate, but...
And you know what? It's like half the girls' numbers I get stop texting when they see my texts are green. But you know what?
Green's my favorite color.
That's
so
fine.
That's okay.
That's fine.
But anyways.
No, I didn't think doing a social media break was that hard, to be honest.
Well, you're already back on it, so it really...
Yeah, but my thing is, like...
Much.
No, I mean, I think it did. I don't use it anywhere as much, nor do I, like, really... Before with Instagram, I'd be, like, one of those people who's like, oh, I gotta post this at this time. Like, I want to get a certain amount of likes. Like, now I don't care. Like,
that's
most,
what I mean. That's, like, so much thinking. And all... What? So you think people like you because they like your
so
picture?
So now I just, like, I just generally post photos...
I mean, they
photos.
Do like you. That's yeah, what you are saying.
I just, like, post photos where it's, like, I genuinely want this photo out there and I like it. Like, the one I did, like, when we went to the Poconos, and, like, it was, like, we went skiing. Like, I just wanted to post that. Like, it was the middle of the Super Bowl. I got, like, 100 likes. I was, like... But I just love the photos we had
humble
together.
Brag.
Huh?
Humble brag.
That's humble brag. I was,
got like 100 likes. It doesn't matter about the likes, but
I
got...
I'm saying, no, I will say that's not... Okay, point is, whatever.
I think the worst is Twitter. I just feel like...
That's why I never got it.
Everybody has a voice, but like everyone just puts their dumb bullshit out there and like think that people care.
I was definitely addicted to... I deleted my old Twitter. I deleted my old Snapchat, so I don't have those accounts anymore. But on my old Twitter... I think I had over 18,000 like tweets.
Gio was that guy who retweeted every funny video. And
yes.
Like, oh
yeah,
because
I just want to spread the funniness. Yo, Twitter, I'm saying right now, Twitter is the best for like funny videos, memes and stuff. Like everything's just hilarious on Twitter. I'll add you, like, I just love Twitter. Are you going to say something?
No.
And also, I'm saying social media can have its benefits though.
It's me connecting with people.
Like, I'm saying like, for like
and
this podcast in general. Like
softcore pornography?
That too.
There you go.
But I'm saying like it helps us get out there the whole entire like we're doing a podcast. I'm like I'm posting it on Instagram, I'm posting it on Facebook. It gives us like a different platform.
It allows you to network.
It allows me to yeah. It
that's
allows
a
me.
Shitty thing. Like to be famous, you kind of gotta like sell out and be like promote your bullshit
not
everywhere.
Not necessarily. Promoting yourself isn't selling out. That's just.
But to a point, I feel like it's
I think
selling out would be like, oh, I'm gonna sign this contract to this company that's gonna. Promote my stuff and they're gonna own my soul for the next 10 years.
You but know, like have you ever gotten a message from a guy who's like, yo, like just check out my podcast, like check out the patio show, bro. It's really good. Like I hate when I get those fucking messages from Gio.
I don't get those messages.
I have to like convince Pat to do this podcast tonight, to be honest, guys, for the listeners out there. I'm throwing shade right
call
now.
Me out right
I'm
now
throwing shade right now.
This is why I drink. But no. Social media can be good, you're right.
Yeah.
Whichever one of you said that.
That was me.
Never mind. You're wrong.
I'm wrong.
Jared, you're right.
Anyways. Also, I think it's good to, like, it does help people connect.
It does. It's fucking over our society, though. Like, all the studies, we're having less sex. That's the most important data point right there.
Actually, I feel like that's not necessarily a bad thing, just because, you know, like, the world's kind of overpopulated by a lot.
Wow.
But... That's just my
wear a
opinion.
Condom. Keep it in your pants.
I'm pro babies. Like I'm Catholic, so I want more babies.
Oh, so yeah.
More babies.
I want
babies.
More babies.
No condoms.
No.
I'm anti.
Gio's gonna have 9 kids by four wives, but it's gonna be okay because he's pro babies.
No, I am gonna be married to one woman for the rest of my life when that day happens.
You want to be exposed? Someone play this clip in 10
isn't
years.
That the point?
Someone play this clip
in 10
years.
Gio's
going through
marriage,
his second divorce.
Are you supposed to pick the one?
Did you guys?
Like
I think this is gonna end up being a potpourri of like topics, which I'm completely okay with. Like, yo, do you know like the whole entire like statistic in regards to like marriage? Like, it's like 50% end in divorces. Like, that's not an accurate.
I think it's more than that.
It's not. The actual statistics like 30, like dead ass. Well, fact check it after this because we don't have a laptop and this is off the cuff, but like it's true. It is not anywhere near 50.
Well, is that saying... Because I feel like most people that get divorced once will get divorced again. Mm-hmm. Because if you got married to the wrong person, odds are you're quick to get married to the wrong person.
40 to 50% for the first marriage.
Let me see the... Where
did you APA.org.
What the fuck's .org? APA?
The American Psychological Association.
That's not even a real site.
What the fuck are you talking about?
.org.
Go back to English 15.
I didn't take English
15. Go get 15. Your grade 10 and learn about .org and .govs and .coms and .edus.
You want to get drunk and eat some chicken fingers? Oh, they're the good kind.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about divorce now.
About social media. Go back to social media. Tinders, Bumble, sex apps.
Is that social media?
I don't know.
That's not...
Fine. I don't know. What's social media? I don't have it.
Social media is just...
What is social media?
Wow, what a profound question.
Let's take a call
from viewers.
We don't have viewers.
Okay, I'll work on that. Go
also,
ahead.
Also, this isn't necessarily live.
This is live?
Oh.
I'm going to call somebody. You guys
I
keep
didn't
it
know
going.
That.
Do not call somebody.
Why not?
You can't tell. I'm the special guest first time.
Let's give Jared 30 seconds to talk about whatever he wants to talk about. Go ahead, Jared.
Plug yourself, plug Jared. Plug your product.
Everyone really have features to plug their own product.
I really don't have any product to plug, man. I'm just your average guy in college doing his thing. My opinion on social media, I already said this, it eats up a lot of your time. Like this morning I wanted to get up and like go to the gym, but instead I woke up and rolled over and turned off my alarm, and I was scrolling through like Instagram and Snapchat, and like even though I had seen everything and there was nothing new to see, like I found myself like reopening the apps.
That's
just
the
to
worst.
Check. And like I feel like that's cyclical. Really unhealthy, and it is cyclical.
No, yeah, you literally got off the app, and you're like, the first, you're like, you just go back to it. It's like, I just got off of it.
How about you get up and write a poem, Gio?
Yeah, and it's just very, it's just not, that's part of the reason why I think I want to get rid of it, is because I could have woken up this morning and worked out, and then had like a much better start to my day, coming off of that, you know, like, that exercise high, where you're just boom, ready to go, and then been way more productive. Instead, I rolled around in my bed for an hour and 10 minutes, and then got out, ate a little bit, and went to class. It's like, I could have done so much more, or like done homework in that time. I could have gotten up and studied or done homework, but instead I was just looking at clips of vintage basketball from like the 90s that doesn't matter, that I've probably seen before.
You raise a good point though. It's like literally just looking for phones in general, because like we're literally on our phones so much. When you see like the time that you spend on it, like even like it's like I spent like 30 minutes a day on like Instagram. It's like why am I spending like 30 minutes of my life?
Do you remember anything you saw on Instagram today, really?
I literally could not tell you.
Exactly. I remember that simple but simple yet subtle. Where
was subtle spelled incorrectly?
Subtle spelled incorrectly, and also simple yet subtle is kind.
But
of...
I think another aspect you brought up, because we didn't really get into it, because we've been delving off like how like it affects like society in general, and like the kids growing up. It's like people are just like on their phone all the time now, though. And like it is genuinely becoming a thing where it's like some people like can't really communicate anymore because they're just on their phone all the time. They don't know how to talk, like have real life conversations with people, how to make friends. Like it's a real problem.
And like what you said, like with self esteem, like that's why there's so much increasing depression, because people see on Facebook all the time, like, oh, like they're having more fun than I am. Or see on Instagram, like even if it's just one picture of someone, they're not even that lit. They're like, oh my gosh, like I'm not doing that. I'm sitting at home in my bed, fucking scratching my balls on Instagram.
Also, people hype that stuff up so much when they post. Like, do you ever just see people taking pictures and they're like, all right, we're gonna like smile and do this pose, and they do all this stuff and they make it look like they're having so much fun, and then they get done and they all like just surround the camera and look at it and be like, all right, these are good pictures, and then they like go back to just looking like they're not having fun. Like the pictures that they post look like they're having fun, but their life isn't that much better than yours.
It's probably
not better than yours.
But just like, it's so true that just like you're comparing yourself to these people constantly. It's like you have this constant comparison now all the time. It's just at the tip of your fingers. You can literally just wake up and you're comparing yourself already. It's like the reality is, like we're saying right now, it's like I do the same thing when I went to like Europe. It's like, oh, even if like one day in Rome, like I was not having a fun day, but like let me just take this picture to show I'm having a great time in Rome, that I'm like doing shit, that I'm bougie.
Damn, you're part of the problem.
Exactly, the dead ass. But it's like, it is just so whack, because like you're just like, at the end of the day, like everybody that's using social media, or at least like most people, are like just like, for like Instagram, you're just showing like one side of yourself. You're not showing like the shit you go through, like your own depression, your own like problems. Like you're just showing like I'm smiling, I'm living my best life. And like when you're scrolling, that's fucking like you're like, damn, I'm not doing that. Like I'm not in like Europe. I'm not like skiing. I'm not like doing this shit. Like I'm literally just like in my room. It's like shit. This sucks.
It's a highlight reel.
Yeah, it's a highlight. Exactly. Yeah, it's a perfect way to say it. It's a highlight reel.
And then also people that do post like the lower points, sometimes they like people just don't
even care.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Just like
sometimes it does. I think some people like get reached out to.
Yeah,
I'll be like, hey, like I need to pick me up. Like well, I'm sure the there's people that reach
like,
out
a black story on your Instagram or Snapchat every night at 3 a.m. and like, hey, if you up, text me. People who do that, like no one's gonna talk to you.
They should delete social media. No, that's
what is your phone background?
My phone background is a guy named Mineta from an anime called Boku no Hero Academy. It's really good. It's okay. Really good.
Alright, new topic. New topic.
We should have an anime episode going forward.
No.
Okay.
We shouldn't.
It would be completely one-sided. I can tell you that.
I would just make fun of you for 20 minutes.
That's just mean. Like, there's a whole entire portion of America that loves anime.
Can we talk about social media?
So you don't like Dragon Ball
Z? You know, one of the complaints that we got about this show is that we didn't stick to a topic.
Who complained about that?
Not gonna name.
Your mom.
It wasn't your mother.
It was not my mother.
Don't know that. She listens.
She does listen.
That's two shout outs to your mom.
Well, this one was definitely more scattered than anyone who had before.
Okay, we still have 3 minutes left, so let's try to get things down.
I think we're reaching a conclusion.
Oh, yeah, no.
Did you have any more?
Well, no, what I meant to say was let's wrap things up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the off the cuff episode today.
Oh, you're right. It's on a Thursday.
It's on a Thursday. Which was different.
Had an extra day to prepare.
Right.
Didn't prepare.
Did not prepare.
Classic.
Jared's here.
Jared was a special guest 5 minutes. Like, he just found out, like, 5 minutes ago.
All right, everybody. Speaking of social media, follow us on Twitter. Hit us up on Snapchat, Instagram, we have Facebook?
We do not have
Facebook. I'm just kidding.
Hit us up on FaceTime.
We're on Spotify. We're on App Music. We're on Anchor.
We are literally on a lot of platforms now. So like,
we're basically kind of a big deal almost. Basically,
yeah, we're kind of official now.
Well, all right.
We're official.
And on that note,
thank you guys for being here. Thank you, Jared, for being here with us today.
Of course.
Do you have any final thoughts, just like about life?
I mean, no, not really.
Okay. good chat.
I mean, yeah. Subscribe to PewDiePie at the end of the day is all I can really say.
I hate you so much.
Trying to push that.
Also, we didn't talk about YouTube. Is YouTube a social media platform?
Oh, definitely.
Quick answer.
Yes. Yeah. YouTube is my go-to, and I'm like, just like.
So you do use social media then?
YouTube does not count.
YouTube counts. We just said it counts.
I mean, like, that's social media.
It's selective.
I'm saying, like, going on YouTube and, like, you know, they're taking a dump, watch some YouTube. Like, you're laying in bed, watch some YouTube. I actually got really into watching, like, 3-minute clips of TV shows I used to watch in life.
Yeah.
Just like living through that again.
Also, just like quickly, so would you guys say Reddit is social media?
Yeah.
Is it though?
Can you interact with other people, other users?
Yeah, but you're anonymous technically. So you're not like
you're
doing
never
it.
Anonymous.
You're not
stay woke.
You're not technically like getting. You're not like you know what you're saying, like you're not getting a like out of it. You're not like well you get karma, but like it doesn't do anything.
I mean, yeah, but does any social media actually do anything?
Reddit is just for laughing at other people's shitty life and watching porn.
But when you look at it under the Apple, it says news and media. So like, I think it might be news and media. I feel like
just iPhones being stupid.
Wouldn't Twitter be like underneath news and media?
No, because
no, Twitter is definitely news and media.
You can definitely get your news
Woj bomb.
And your media.
Woj bomb, NBA.
That's the latest Woj.
That's fair. That's fair.
Nikola Mirotic is starting his first playing in his first game for the Bucks.
Can we just take a moment to say rest in peace to Nike, because their stock dropped 2.5% today after Zion busted out of his shoe. It was 2%. I'm an econ major. You have to trust me.
I don't trust you. I don't trust you at all. But anyways, thank you guys for listening to the Patio Show. As Pat said, follow us on Instagram, Twitter. That's it.
MySpace.
Oh.
MySpace.
Friendly.
We should make it MySpace.
Bumble.
Fandango. Alright, you wanna say bye? You guys wanna say bye?
Yeah, play us on ready. Trivia Crack.
Play me in Just Dance.
If you guys ever
actually Just Dance.
Yeah, right. Just Dance.
To all our Penn State fans, happy St. Patty's weekend.
Oh yeah, be safe everybody this weekend.
To anyone not at Penn State,
yeah,
you don't know.
Police are trying to hit you with that $750 noise fine. Don't let them. also, they will be patrolling the streets
heavy
in street clothes.
So walk up to them.
Will they?
Them in the phone.
They will be.
We is that actually a thing?
We got a straight up letter that said.
We got a letter.
Yeah.
Who sends a letter?
It said that there will be people on duty both in like suited up and not suited up.
All right, thank you guys for listening to the Patio Show. We love you. Bye.
I mean, do we really love them?
Okay, just say bye.
I love you, like, all life. Goodbye.
See ya.
Bye.